Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on Live Talk, we are discussing about a cyclone Chido and the country's preparedness for natural disasters. But first, let's take a look at the international news. U.S. farmers hope President-elect Donald Trump's selection to head the U.S. Department of Agriculture will understand their concerns while guiding trade policies and farm legislation. VOA's Ken Farabao has more to say.
Henry County, Illinois farmer Steve Nightingale and hundreds more from the statewide agricultural community gathered at the Illinois Farm Bureau's annual meeting this month in Chicago to discuss the path forward amid uncertainty about U.S. trade policy.
The farm economy is not great right now. The potential for tariffs, the combination of those two make any decision, gets you a little nervous.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's forecasts for 2024 show farmers across the United States losing nearly a quarter of their net farm income compared to the 2022 peak, while prices for inputs like fertilizer are near all-time highs. Nightingale is concerned about further economic turmoil if social media posts by President-elect Donald Trump outlining tariffs on some U.S. trading partners become policy.
When other countries retaliate against us, they go after the bread and butter, which is agriculture.
Nightingale, the president of the Henry County Farm Bureau, hopes Trump's pick to head the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, understands his concerns about tariffs and the importance of passing a new farm bill to replace one that expired earlier this year.
We were kind of surprised because her name was never on any of the lists that we were seeing.
David Iserman farms outside Streeter, Illinois, in LaSalle County, one of the top corn and soybean producing counties in the country.
She doesn't really have that background that some of the other ag secretaries have had, but that doesn't mean she'll be a bad one, so we'll just have to wait and see.
Rollins, who served in the previous Trump administration as the acting director of the White House Domestic Policy Council, graduated from Texas A&M University with a degree in agricultural management.
So she's got some ag background, and hopefully she's going to come in with an open mind and be supportive of farmers, and she said she is.
Iserman is also trying to have an open mind about transforming U.S. trade policy.
And until he takes office, until the new president takes office, we're really not going to know what's going to happen. But I know we've heard he's had talks with Canada, and supposedly those were productive. So maybe it's working in the case of Canada.
I just don't want an agriculture model that's built on government policy.
Dan Miller is the CEO of Steward, which crowdsources investors, connecting them with farmers and other producers. Miller says tariffs may encourage greater diversity in what U.S. farmers grow and where they sell it, shifting from reliance on exporting corn and soybeans to increased production of other crops.
You have a model that's built on huge amount of policy and government support. Most farmers I work with would prefer not to have that. They're just stuck in it. You know, they grow corn and soy because they can drop it at the elevator, get paid.
Miller acknowledges shifting production of any crop is a lengthy, expensive, and complicated process requiring new infrastructure, but hopes debate about tariffs and U.S. agricultural policy allows for policy to shift.
We just want a free market.
While Nightingale wants new buyers for corn and soybean crops, Iserman would settle for more certainty in U.S. trade and agricultural policy.
We're using us as a pawn, agriculture as a pawn, and that concerns me.
Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Chicago.
Today we are looking at Cyclone Chido, with the government of Zimbabwe saying it is ready to respond to Cyclone Chido, which is expected to hit the country amid reports that it has now weakened in strength. The cyclone has already caused fatalities in Mozambique and Malawi. Several hundred people, maybe even thousands, may have been killed by the cyclone Chido in the French archipelago of Mayotte in the Indian Ocean. A senior local French official said on Sunday, Zachary Coleman produced this report.
Video released on Sunday by the French gendarmerie showed the wreckage of hundreds of makeshift houses after the most powerful cyclone in nearly a century struck the archipelago of Mayotte in the Indian Ocean. A top local official told a local outlet that several hundred, maybe even thousands, may have been killed by Cyclone Chido. Asked about the death toll of several hundred, the French Interior Ministry said, quote, "It will be difficult to account for all victims," and said a figure could not be determined at this stage. Cyclone Chido swept through Mayotte overnight, according to the French Meteorological Administration. The forecaster said the storm brought winds of more than 124 miles per hour and damaged makeshift housing, government buildings, and a hospital, adding it was the strongest storm in more than 90 years to hit the islands. Mayotte's islands have been a focal point for illegal immigration from nearby Comoros. In recent decades, thousands have attempted to cross from Comoros on the east coast of Africa to Mayotte, which has a higher standard of living and access to the French welfare system. According to the French Interior Ministry, over 100,000 undocumented migrants live in Mayotte. Some 77% of the people in Mayotte live below the French poverty line. The cyclone went on to hit northern Mozambique on Sunday.
And in Zimbabwe, the Civil Protection Unit Director Nathan Nkomo says it is working on minimizing the loss of life and damage that will be caused by Cyclone Chido and is continuing to be on high alert. Let's hear what he had to say.
We cannot stop a cyclone, but we want to minimize the damage, we want to minimize the loss of lives of our people. That's why we are very lucky that a few days ago, Cabinet endorsed our blueprint, which is the multi-hazard contingency plan. Now I want to translate what is in that blueprint into deliverables. It's not a question of cabinet endorsing the blueprint. It's a question of us disseminating the contents of that blueprint and start implementing in our respective areas. I know of the 8 provinces, if I am correct, Mr. Ngoma, They are likely to be visited by Cyclone Chido if we are to go as per, it's a prediction. If we are to go by the prediction, and we must make sure that all those provinces are activated. Luckily, as I said, we are not the only country. This is a very good example of a transboundary hazard that we must deal with, because about half the number of the SADC countries are also likely to be visited by
That there was the Civil Protection Unit Director Nathan Nkomo speaking to Studio 7. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe, so please join us. And to discuss the cyclone Chido, we are joined by Mr. James Ngoma, the head of public weather services of the Meteorological Services Department in Zimbabwe. And we also have on Skype Mr. Masimba Mabaza, who is a ZANU-PF member, also joining us. But I'll start off with you, Mr. Ngoma. Makadienyu. Mr. Ngoma, minoti murugutins were. While we're trying to sort out the line, I'll come to you, Mr. Mabaza. Good evening, Mr. Mabaza. Your audio is not clear. I'm not sure. We're having a bit of technical problems. In the meantime, we're going to try Mr. Mabaza again. Hello, Mr. Mabaza. I think we're having a bit of a technical problem because I can hear Mr. Ngoma's phone, but he's not on the line. So,
can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you now. Welcome to the program, Mr. Mavaza.
Thank you, ma'am. Welcome. And welcome to Zimbabwe.
Yes, we're hearing the government saying that it is ready for Cyclone Chido, but there was a lot of criticism on how the government handled funds or donations that came in for Cyclone Idai, the aftermath. So what's going to be different this time? Should they be a disaster?
Assuming that disaster is coming, the government this time is fully prepared. We have learned lessons from Cyclone Idai. We have now the government now has put things in place in making sure that whatever comes for those affected, it will go to them. The police, the civil services, and any other stakeholders are actually working up together to make sure that whatever happens, our people are protected and Zimbabweans will get the protection fully from their country and from the well-wishers. So, yes, there's going to be a great change. The change will be simply that we have learned our lessons from Cyclone Idai, and as you can understand, Cyclone Idai was one of the first worst natural disasters in Zimbabwe. And a lot of things has to be learned, and the preparedness has been up to an extent that the government is highly, highly prepared, and some non-governmental organizations are in place as well. And every person who can help is actually registered with the government to assist should there be a need for such assistance. So there will be a lot of difference this time. But we are praying that what has been said forecasted by the meteorologist will come through, that the wind...
I think we're losing you there, Mr. Mavaza. Your audio was very good, but you suddenly just cut off. Hello?
Yes.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Makadi ndevango maire.
Yes.
Mungati tsananguro kuti zvamira sei takatarisa nyaya iyi ye cyclone Chido munyika parizvi.
Kana chitasa cyclone Chido, it made landfall over the northern part of Mozambique near Zuro. That was Sunday.
Uh-huh.
15 December. Then, with our cyclones, usually when they make landfall, kama abudamnyanza are on land, they tend to lose their energy. But ano reduced in terms of one, the intensity, kana chireva intensity, tinenge chireva ma spiniro, kana ma kutende zepo, inenge chita mepo. You cannot keep the spin rate, cannot speed the wind as it rotates. So, if champu puri cannot utumpengeri, kanarango mara panelem because of the friction between land and itself. You cannot go reduce in terms of speed, and we see it reducing in the wind speed as well as the rainfall, because as it loses wind speed, it also loses the energy to hold the water up, so it dumps most of its rain in its path as it moves. But we noted that as it made landfall near Pemba in the northern parts of Mozambique, it began to lose a lot of water, and it was heading westwards towards the southern part of Malawi, where it continued to lose a lot of water in the form of rainfall. And as of this morning, it was now over again the northern part of Mozambique, Yapfura, Malawi, on the other side in Tete province, uh-huh, in between Malawi and our Nyamapanda border. Whilst it was, the clouds were stretching as far as Manikaland, Mutoko, in Mashonaland, East Uku, Kwesokukwankune Makore. I think the heavier falls were still over the northern part of Mozambique, and uh-huh, we had more light showers in the interior of the country.
Uh-huh. Saka parizvi no tingati vanhu vanofanira kuramba vari prepared here kana kuti vakamira sei ipapo.
Saka parizvi no, it's no longer a tropical cyclone, but it's now remnant moisture. Yotikungo ongorora kuti it's being added to the moisture that is already present. Can't store neck nema koranga tipa kupotwa nanga tipinda mnatebelen north nema tebelen south atipura nemi kamuno Zimbabwe. I have a song and a name because I'm actually from tropical depression. More of the moisture and the heavy rain that we are expecting.
Thank you so much. Please stay on the line. Coming back to you, Mr. Mavaza, you wrote a very interesting piece about why cyclones are getting named. What's your view? We saw Idai and now we're seeing Chido. How is Zimbabwe featuring in all these cyclones?
Normally, what happens when cyclones are being named, the region, the meteorologists in the region, they come up with names from each other, which will be...
Your line is cutting off. We're going to try and sort out the audio. Please stay on the line. I'll come to you, Mr. Ngoma. And Ndokufunza, the same questions. How are these cyclones named?
So for cyclones, long back, we used to know that it was a first notice, first name. Mm-hmm. So usually the fishermen or the sailors would name these when they saw them. And usually most of them were named according to women, but that changed as of the 1980s when people started naming them based on the regions that she was sitting. So for us in the Southwest Indian Ocean, which covers the Sajak region, most of our cyclones come from the Indian Ocean. So we sit every 2 years as meteorologists and scientists, and we try and come up with names that do not... are almost unisex, so you can choose either male names or female names.
Uh-huh.
You can also choose the names that do not mean anything obscene in the different languages within the SADC region. So it has to be a name that people can agree that this one almost is a good name for all countries. It has to be short, easy to pronounce, and also easy to relate to within the African context.
Thank you so much. I understand our other guest is Tendai Mbofana is also on the line now. Mr. Mbofana, how are you?
I'm fine, marvelous. How are you?
I'm very fine. Now, if you can tell us, what are you seeing on the ground? We hear government saying they are ready for any such disasters as Cyclone Chido, which we now understand is now weaker and will not be as harsh as it was expected. But from what you're seeing on the ground, is government ready for natural disasters?
That's a very good question, marvelous. I am not very sure if we can place much confidence in what the government continues to reassure the people of Zimbabwe. Remember, Zimbabwe has already been hit by several cyclones in the past, whether they will still be called cyclones or tropical depression storms or whatever name they'll be given. Remember Elene, remember Idai, the most devastating one, which hit us not so long ago. But in all these instances, remember a cyclone, has already been mentioned by your experts, does not just happen from nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't appear from nowhere. You know that there is a cyclone that is coming, like now. You can even track it where it's coming. I've been tracking it for the past 2 days or so, and so forth. We know which direction it's likely to take, and we know which regions it's likely to hit. But somehow, for some strange reason, the government of Zimbabwe and other authorities like those really responsible for disaster management and so forth, they never seem ready. quite frankly, there was no reason for people in 2019 to be killed by Cyclone Idai. We had known about it. The government kept reassuring us that we prepared everything possible was being done to avert any deaths and any serious disasters. But look at what happened. Today, even, a lot of families still don't know where their loved ones are. The government seems to be dragging its feet even to declare those people who've been missing for years to be deceased so that the loved ones that have been left behind can be given their death certificate and they can try by all means to move on as hard as that might be. So actually, I see last month in November, I was talking to some of those that were affected by Cyclone Idai when we were having our own climate change outreach programs in Wange, but they came. We invited them from Chimanimani. They came and so forth. And it was very troubling. It was very heart-wrenching when we were listening to their testimonies of how today they are still without shelter. Today, years later, the government keeps telling us that they're building shelters, they've built shelters, they've done this, they've repaired bridges and roads and so forth. But quite honestly, on the ground, there are people today who are affected by Cyclone Idai who are still living in the open. Some were even tents. The tents have seen been torn out of Baruka Rawa. They are inhabitable. So you find that if the government is going to tell us today that they are ready for this cyclone, you know, I don't know what they'll be talking about. If they still haven't fixed the issues of Cyclone Idai, how can they say that they are ready for this cyclone? I'm just praying that when it comes, its intensity will not be as catastrophic as we saw in the past. Otherwise, we'll just see a repeat of Cyclone Idai. We'll see people running around as if they didn't know that this thing was going to happen. So I do not believe that there is adequate preparation for this cyclone at all.
Tomboti imimga mavunzwa negovernment kuti saka poitwa sei tichiona zvakadzidzwa kubva kune cyclone Idai nemagariro amuri kuita matimi mune outreach amunoita maitichi.
Takudiwa izvino ndechekuti hurumende yakuda kuti ichiisa mari neproper planning. Nzvimbo dzakawanda mabvi dzinorohwa nemacyclone taakudziziva hongu pano nepapo dzingashanduka hadzo kuti yazorova kwakati senge iyi nedirection yairi kubva nayo hatisi kunyatsoona kuti iri kuda kuzopinda nekupi kana yakasvika kuzimbabwe asi nzvimbo dzinowanzorohwa nemacyclone taakuziva kuti Chimanimani kupi kupi ikoko hurumende inofanirwa kuve pari zvino yaisa nzira dzekuti vamwe ngavatobviswavo ikoko votsvakirwa nzvimbo dzitsva dzekugara ngakuiswawo zvivakwa zvakasimba munozova macyclone aya ndosaka tizongozi ano munongoona vanhu vanorohwa nawo kumareserva moti nzvimbo idzodzo hadzina madhorobha here ariko kosei vasinganyanyobatwisibereki vari kumadhorobha zviri kutaurava kuti chero dzimba dzacho nemabridji acho ari kuvakwa kumaruzevha ikoko haana kusimba kungovakwawo zvekungoti pakaitwa chikoro pakavakwa dzimba pakavakwa bridji pakavakwa mugwagwa asi zviri zvii zvatingati muchirungu substandard hazvina kuva standard akafanana nezviri kuvakwa madhorobha saka iye zvino kuri kuti cyclone yarovakwa mutare kana kuti Manimani muchaona kuti vari kumadhorobha vangakombrenawo pano nepapo kuti mvura dzazopinda mba kana kuti zvazodidi asi kashoma kuzonzwa kuti imba yaputsika nekuti chinonyanyouraya vanhu pamacyclone kwati haisi mvura chete chinonyanyouraya pacyclone kuwirwa nezvinhu zvinenge zvaakuondomoka zvaakukoromoka angave dzimba takanzwa kuchikoro chiyati yatesentouse here kana sikakangasi ikoko kuchimanimani vana vakafa ndekuti chikoro takawira pamusoro pavo kuna kutoti chikoro ichocho chai chisina kutombosimba saka ndo zvaakudiwa kuti hurumende ngaitisa mari nekuronga kwakanaka kuti infrastructure inovakwa kunzvimbo dzinotozikanwa kuti idzi dzinorohwa nemacycle ngakuyeve nezvivakwa zvakasimba kune nyika dzakaita sana Japan kunotozikanwa kuti ndiko maearthquake anoitika kana ka50 ameno pagore
Ai watinotenda vambofana rikai tuye kwamuri vamavaza muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navambofana munoti
I'm sure you can hear me now.
Yes.
Right, so navambofana handinzwisise kuti sei vasina kunzwisisa cyclone idai. Idai haina kunzwa nekuda kwehurumende uye zvekugadzirira kana preparedness yehurumende panguva iyoyo yanga isingatarisiriki because takasina kubvira tapinda mudambudziko kana tsekwende yakaita seidai. Kwaya kutanga kuti nyika inorohwa nedambudziko rakaita serori. Pacyclone idai matombo aibviswa mumakomo achinopasa dzimba kana dzaane makore dzakamira haisi nyaya yekuvakwa kwedzimba kusina kusimba. Uyezve kuti macyclone anongorova kumaruva chete vari kutadza nyika dzakawanda dzine maguta akawanda dzinorohwa mumaguta vanogara vasina magetsi dzimba dzinoyeredzwa. Cyclone haisarudze kuti uri papi. Asi kana chinhu zvinoenderana neusimbi kana kusimba kwayakaita nguva yayapinda mumba saka isusu iko zvinezvi tiri kutarisira kuti mvura takakunaya maharare izvozvi but haisi kunaya ine simba rataka takatarisira saka tikunzwa kufara kuti zvinenge zviri nani nekuti vari kuongorora vari kuti yadzora kana kumhanya kwayo kana tikati spidi yayo yapa 50 km per hour zvatova zvavanani asi anoda kungopindura vangoma kuti yes, vangoma vacharavo zvakanaka asi matropical cyclones as we know they are quite very dangerous natural hazard and the naming of these cyclones is not only done as he had said all along kudara the names were given after the disaster. If the cyclone beats a ship, it will be called the cyclone of Ship Ayer. If the cyclone beats Los Angeles, it will be called the cyclone of Los Angeles. But now then they changed and giving them names which were feminine. But there was a problem where the names given to the cyclone was the same name used in the American military. And therefore, the regions were encouraged to give cyclones which come to their regions the name. So the process of determining names for tropical cyclones is conducted by a relevant tropical cyclone regional body at an annual or by annual session. So in other words, the region sits down with all these meteorologists to sit together and they give each country. That's why I and Chido, they were Zimbabwean names.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavazaregei. Tipei vangoma, the last word, kuti parizvino vanhu votarisira chii, takatarisa cyclone Chido iyi.
I just wanted to touch on what was being discussed. Can I type a cyclone? In the southern hemisphere, we call them cyclones, but can I type in America, they are called hurricanes.
Okay.
Oh, can I India, they are the same typhoon. But you can draw the hurricane Yarova to America. You know that there's going to be disaster, there's going to be destruction. So it's not a Zimbabwean challenge alone, but it's a global challenge. These forces of nature do not choose whether it's a developed country or a developing country.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngoma. Unfortunately, we've got a cyclone here. So thank you to our guest. We had James Ngoma, the head of public weather services in Harare, and we also had Mr. Mavaza in the United Kingdom and Mr. Tendai Mbofana in Kadoma. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Thanking you, our viewers and listeners. Let's meet again tomorrow.